Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back to Temptations, Just My Imagination, checking in at number 19 on Jeff's Top 100
Thank you.
Songs list. I guess. Please stop singing. Larry Weigel joins us. Played at Kansas State in the mid-60s for Tex Winter. And Larry, this is a sad day for all K-Staters and really all people who love basketball because Tex Winter is a true legend in this state and a guy who had incredible success as a basketball coach. How are you, first of all?
Well, I'm doing okay. And in fact, I was quite relieved. Tex is 96 years old, and his quality of life has not been good, especially the past 8 months. He's pretty much been in bed, and he had a stroke back when he was here celebrating his 50th reunion with his 1958 Final Four team, and he had a stroke, and he's never been the same
thing. Yeah.
So the last 8 years, he pretty much has been, been under the weather and not able to do much.
Well, you played three seasons at Kansas State, four Tex Winter from 1964 to 67. You were a freshman at Kansas State when that K-State team beat Wichita State to get to the Final Four. Now, I was a Shocker fan at the time. That's one of the most devastating losses of my lifetime, but I'm sure that it was one of Texas' crowning moments.
Oh, it really was. I was actually a redshirt sophomore, and I was on the practice team. In fact, I told Tex that was my best year at K-State because I was totally free to do what I wanted to. I could be the opposition. But what he did on that game, typical Tex Winter on the full court press that Ralph Miller ran, the 2-2-1. Tex devised a way to turn it into a fast break. So Jeff Simons, who was a forward on that team, brought the ball down. He hadn't brought the ball up all year, so Tex would have him take the ball out of bounds, throw it in. The ball goes right back to him in the middle, and down they go in a fast break fashion, and we got all these shots, and that's what did that game. So a lot of it is strategy.
What made Coach Winter such an everlasting figure in the game of basketball? You're talking about you played for him in the 60s. He predates that even, and he goes into the late 90s, early 2000s with the Bulls and the Lakers as part of Phil Jackson's staff. Obviously, the triangle has a big part to do with why he lasted so long, but you have to be an innovative thinker to last that long, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, he's what happened with what he'd been all these different schools, and finally he was with Dale Brown down at LSU in 1983-84, and then he got a call from Jerry Krause, the general manager of the Chicago Bulls, in 1985, and Jerry said, "Why don't you come and be a consultant?" So Tex actually helped hire Doug Collins. And Doug didn't take to Tex very well. You can imagine a guy like Tex Winter sitting over your shoulder, and instead of learning from it, old Collins rejected Tex and actually benched him. He didn't even pay attention to him. And Phil Jackson then was hired. And he and Tex Winter and Phil Jackson are sitting on the bench. Doug Collins is the head coach. He's running around, running all these plays. Michael Jordan scoring 50 points a game, and they're losing. And finally, Phil, Mr. the Zen Master, said to Tex, "Hey, if I ever get to be head coach, we'll run that triangle." So he and Tex used to run the triangle in summer camp. And then, lo and behold, Phil became head coach, and 11 NBA championships later, it's history.
Wow. Interesting stuff. Larry Weigel joins us, played for Tex Winter at Kansas State. Tex won 8 conference titles in his 16 years with the Wildcats, 9 NBA championships he was a part of, 6 with the Bulls, 3 with the Lakers. And correct me if I'm wrong. Obviously, I don't go as far back with Tex as you do, but seemed to be just one of the finest gentlemen in the game of basketball, too. What was it like playing for him?
Yes, Tex was very, a very down-to-earth type person. He would treat the parking attendant the same as he would one of his stars. I was had the pleasure of being in the 2000 NBA championship finals at that game, and we went early with Tex, and everybody knows him, and he'd talk to the concession people, and he'd walk in and just treated everybody pretty much the same, and that's what's so unique about him. Very humble guy and pretty well liked.
Yeah, what do you think it was? Like, you know, my memories of Tex are as the older, kind of more endearing, you know, right-hand man of Phil Jackson. But what do you think as a guy who was a head coach for so long and had so much success, albeit at the college level, why do you think he became comfortable with being, you know, a top assistant or someone that was kind of that right-hand man of Phil Jackson?
Well, I think Tex realized he'd been around a lot of places. He left K-State in 1968 after winning the Big 8. He went to the University of Washington. Then the San Diego Rockets, they moved to Houston. And from there, he went to Long Beach State, Northwestern. So he'd been around the horn. And then Dale Brown brought him down 1983 as he called him professor of basketball. He could only work 9 months. Tex didn't like recruiting. So Dale Brown, who's been very successful at LSU, says, "Once you come down, you'll be a professor." And he only worked 9 months, and so he did that. And I think from there, he became more of the strategy kind of guy, concepts, big picture. And he enjoyed that role. And a couple of times, he almost quit, but Phil Jackson was wise enough to know there was a lot there to pick his brain, and Phil was a very smart man to do so.
Larry Weigel with us. We're talking Tex Winter, who was a relatively unassuming guy, yet in the NBA, he found himself on the bench with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille. How did he handle living in those fishbowls in major, major cities where those franchises were so under the microscope? Did he enjoy that part of it?
Well, yeah, I think he did. What was really funny, very few people know this, but when he was with the Lakers and they would stay downtown at the hotels in Texas, you know, he grew up in the Depression. He said, that's too much money. So he bought a double-wide trailer in Carson, California, and he stayed down there. And he was very thrifty. So the thing about traveling around, I think, is the staying power. The thing that Tex did so well is he told Michael Jordan he needed to work on his two-handed chest pass. He said, "Here's the greatest player in the world. He can't make a two-handed chest pass." And Jordan, at first, I think, was quite shocked. And he'd tell Jordan, "Now, you need to work on your shot and do this and that." And now I hear Jordan saying that was one of the greatest things about Tex Winter, one of the very few coaches who actually criticize his play.
Go ahead, Larry. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I was done.
What about the service for Tex? And is it going to be in Manhattan? What is the family plan for that?
Well, the family is going to meet tomorrow at 1 o'clock to try to work out a facility here in Manhattan, not knowing how many people would actually come. So
I would think that hundreds upon hundreds would come.
I would think so, too. You know, that was the person who's trying to arrange it asked me, you know, should we do it in Bramley's Coliseum or if it would. So that's what they're toying with right now is where do we have the service? And I agree with you. There could be many, many people.
And luminaries. I mean, you just mentioned Michael Jordan, who obviously had a very fond place in his heart for a guy like Tex Winter. I just regard him as a basketball royalty, not only in the state of Kansas but nationally. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Before I let you go, I did want to ask you specifically about one player that you played with at Kansas State. I mean, Tex Bob Boozer gets a lot of the notoriety, certainly deserved. But I was always very high on Willie Morrell. What were your thoughts on on Willie, and how much did Tex influence him?
Oh, he influenced him a great deal. Willie was a great player when I was a freshman, and he was a junior college player, and I played with him, and I called my dad after the practice, and I said, I just played with the greatest player. So he became an All-American, and Tex really, to be creative, we used to run the triangle, and, you know, a junior college player was like, where do I go? Finally, Tex just said, let's run. He made a play up for Willie called a penetrating dribble. Willie catches the ball, everybody else runs away, and Willie dribbles in and makes shot. Mm. So that's what he did. And Willie's still living in Denver. We've been in touch with him. He lives in an assisted living facility, and so he's still staying in touch with K-State.
Well, that brings back a lot of great memories. I, as a young child, I knew when I saw Willie Morrell and Dave Stallworth on the floor together that I was seeing something pretty special back in that era.
Yes.
Larry, thanks so much for spending some time with us and talking about the great Tex Winter.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
All right. That's Larry Weigel, played for Tex Winter at K-State. And good stories. I love stuff like that. Tex Winter, one of the most successful basketball coaches in this country's history. Back in a moment with Jive Talk here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.